Husey and Kate catch up.
Oh, happy Friday. You made it through another week. It's Husey and Kate to drive you home.
Mate, have we got it finally? Yeah.
Finally is happening to me. I've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now it's Friday. Finally, you've come along. The way I feel about it, it just can't be wrong. Friday.
Of course.
Malboy. Jessica Malboy.
The one and only. And this is the start of a long weekend, Husey.
It is. Australia, we are going to look forward to it. And for our Katie Langbrook, it's the start of a long journey across to the other side of the world.
Correct. In only about 6 hours' time, I will be on a plane. I still have some packing to do.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Yes.
Now, for all those worried, including myself, no, I'm 2019 is my year of not worrying.
Yes.
You know that. And I'm doing pretty good.
Very well. In fact, I think you could worry more about something.
Anyway, we had the line test yesterday. Absolutely perfect. We've got Andrea.
Doing this show from Bologna, which
and
is in Italy.
We had Andrea. Andrea is over there, our tech, and she's sorted it out. It's all good. So you'll be loud and clear on Tuesday when you're from Bologna. But
yes.
Katie, you've had to pack your house up.
Well, so I started last week, and like a lot of people, Hugh, I was taking inspiration from
that woman,
Marie Kondo.
Well, when we come back, we need to find out exactly how that's gone.
She's a sensation. She's a little Japanese cleaning rocket.
She's all over Netflix, is that right, or somewhere?
People are mad. Yeah. I just binge-watched her, ate Tim Tams in bed and got motivated to tidy up my house.
Yeah, you love Tim Tams in bed.
I love anything in bed.
Crumbs, I
except
can't handle crumbs
you know,
in
the
bed.
Obvious.
Crumbs in bed is just
no,
the
my
worst.
Husband doesn't like it either.
When we come back, how the hell has it gone? Is that house decluttered?
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Kate's getting on a plane very soon to head to Italy.
Yeah. So I packed up.
Going for a year.
Yes, with my four children and my husband.
So you've got a lovely house and have you... Dedicate yourself to making it right, that house.
Well, so you know Sash, our producer.
Yeah, of
producer
course
of the year.
We've been with us since the start.
Yes.
2018 producer of the year.
Yes.
I would say every year she's producer of the year, but you don't always win
the
award.
She officially got it.
Because life isn't fair.
No, life's not fair.
But you just got to deal with it.
Yes,
accept
you do.
It.
Stop expecting it to be fair.
Yeah, I have. Long time ago.
Well, that was odd how you said life isn't fair in a plaintive sort of voice, looking heavensward. Anyway, so Sasha is moving into our house with her son Milo while we're away.
Good.
And because we've lived in that house since just after my daughter was born, who's now 13, there's so much just junk, like the bedside drawers and the clothes and the kitchen. And so I wanted to clean it out before she moved in. I don't want her to feel like she's camping.
Not just for her either, but I'm sure mainly for her, but for yourself to be able to come back when you do come back and have a clear house, a clear slate.
Or to find out I've got a squatter I can't get rid of.
Your squatters are an issue, aren't they?
But might be her.
No, she, well, yeah, she will.
She'll be like, I know my legal rights, eh?
She'll ward off any issues. But we'll talk, we'll get to her.
She may become the issue. Anyway, so everyone was talking over the holidays about this Marie Kondo, this Japanese woman who declutters. Well, this is her.
The important is to hold each item one by one.
Okay, oh my gosh.
When you touch the item that sparks joy for you, you feel chung.
All right, that's just her whole
chung.
Thing.
What do you feel?
Well, she does all these little sounds, and when she arrives at someone's house, she's like, like she's very excitable. She's tiny like a child.
Very much like you. That's you. You're a big one for that sort of.
Yeah, but I'm not tiny like a child. I'm like the big Americans that she's trying to help out. And because she's Japanese, and you know how Western culture is just so enamored of all things Japanese because it's so beautiful and ordered.
Feels, yeah. Yes, the trains run on time in Japan.
Exactly.
They have no rubbish on the streets.
No, no. Anyway, so people are just totally, she comes in, so she's got a couple of bits of her shtick. One is she says this thing sparked joy. Everything that you want to keep must spark joy.
Can I say on that subject, my 7-year-old daughter said, what if everything sparks joy?
Yes, that's
You keep everything, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. She'd say you need to go through the process because well, you...
you do that? Did you do that process of sparking
not
joy?
Well, slightly, because I mean, I tried a bit, but it was going to take too long.
Have you called hard rubbish? Did you do a hard rubbish?
I just started going. After a while, nothing sparked joy except the thought of getting rid of the shit.
Yeah.
So that was where I was at. Not very Marie Kondo. The other thing she does is she gets down and she blesses the house. And it's just always funny how people react to her. Like they're just so, oh, my goodness. One woman actually said, why haven't we thought of doing that to her husband as they stand like surrounded by just mountains of their own rubble? Have a listen.
Okay, so したら. I'd love to greet your house first.
I love that.
I'm excited.
All we're communicating to the house is that we're thanking it, first of all, for always protecting you, and that we are about to begin this process of tidying.
That's her translator.
Yeah, right. So she blessed your own house.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. Talk to your house.
Yes. Mm. And thank it and ask it to work with you.
Yep.
Anyway, so it worked.
Has it worked, though? We need to get to the bottom of it.
Well,
what is the biggest thing you threw out? Can you think of one big ticket item where you got rid of?
No. What do you mean a big ticket
did you
item?
Have, did you ring hard rubbish and have a hard rubbish collection?
No, I took things to the op shop and the car was so crammed full. My girlfriend Alice was helping me, who is herself very orderly.
Now, we believe Sash, our producer, who's going to live in your house, has seen the house and she's going to come in here and give the verdict on whether you have done a good decluttering job.
I don't know that that's necessary.
It's going to happen, all right?
Is it? Absolutely. Can I stop it? Do I have any authority?
No, we've got it on the rundown. That's what's happening.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Kate's been decluttering, or has she?
Has she? I'm all a quiver, by the way, because today is the day that we leave, tonight.
You're heading to Bologna, in hours.
Yes.
5 hours or something.
Yes.
You're on a plane.
Yes.
But Sasha French, our longtime producer of the year 2018,
and
check the record.
/19.
Yeah, well, the current, the reigning.
Yeah, the reigning.
Producer of
the
year.
Yes.
You, as a reward for your great work over the years, have been allowed to live in Kate's house.
Yes.
Invited to,
yes.
Not allowed.
Are you charging her rent? Let's get that out there.
No.
No.
Right, so did she have to pay for electricity and gas?
Yes.
Or are you going to cover that?
Yes.
She had that conversation with my husband.
It's all sorted.
Covering that?
Yes. We're doing the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You could have possibly keep
I would have.
Gas.
I would have if she had to talk to Peter Allen Lewis.
Has he said you've got to pay for your own gas?
No, I just said how do I get the gas and electricity bill?
Is it in your name? Have they swapped it into your name?
No, it's in their name. I'll just pay it when they come.
Why would you pay it?
So there's going to come home and there's going to be...
Actually, correct.
Don't pay it.
Oh,
right. No. They're right. No,
yeah, that's right. I agree.
Yeah. So, well, there you go.
And
got
she's going to
okay.
drive my car and sell her car.
Yep. I know. It's all happening.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
So you make sure she does that too. I mean,
I'll be talking
to you every day.
And any parking fines or speeding fines, don't pay them. She will pay them when she gets back.
You know what I'll do? I'll write a stat deck and go...
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Shaggy. I'll go Shaggy on them. Anyway, proceed.
You've seen the house that you're going to walk into now.
Yes, yes.
Because it's too late now. She's on the plane tonight. What she's done is done.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it in the last few days, so it could be a whole lot of mess when I get there. But no, it was, I have to say, I thought there was going to be like one drawer for me to put my stuff into. And you've done really well. Like there's a whole chest of drawers. She's cleared out wardrobe space.
Bedside drawers all empty.
Yeah, wow.
Like she's...
Can I just say how bad...
A major decluttering compared to what it was.
Yes. Yeah. How bad clutter is and how it sneaks up on you. When I was emptying out the bedside tables, and they take the longest because there's so many little personal things.
This crap you put in there.
I found a tube of lanolin I used when I was breastfeeding. Now, you see the baby, the last baby I breastfed is out there now.
He's nine, yeah?
He's nine. He's playing with his brother on the beanbag out there.
So
why did I have that?
Did you find vouchers that you never used?
Oh, yes, so many. Mm. We went through those last year, though.
Did you find any cash, any contraband or anything that you thought, oh, no, yes, all right. Yeah. Don't take that on the plane with you, all right? Let's hope that went. So out of 10, what would you give a decluttering job from what you saw a couple of days ago?
A solid 8.
Oh. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Marie Kondo.
Yep.
Bigger bits of pie. Wow. That's more.
water.
All right. Have you left her any weapons for the attackers that could turn up?
Oh, don't talk about that.
Why would you say that?
Just ruins everything.
Why do you say that to a woman?
You want Barclay to live with you?
This is the year to get a dog, Sarge.
Yes. Let's get you a dog.
And you've got my cat living in your house.
Let's get you a dog.
It's not in the house.
You've got to have
a
dog. We're getting Sarge a dog. That's happening.
Right,
Dan.
Job done.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Forky Friday's on the way very soon. Get ready to give us a call on 13 10 60.
First one of the year. Oh. So many Forkies. I've got a couple prepared, I can tell you.
Do you?
In the back pocket. Yep.
Now, bend over, I'll drive.
Yeah, Anne Edmonds is coming up too.
Oh, Annie Edmonds.
Brilliant comedian. You see her on the new series of Husey, We Have a Problem. Like, we'll see you too, Katie.
Love it.
Next Tuesday night. In fact, you're on. Now, but you've decluttered your house.
Yes, I have.
You're inspired by
Marie Kondo,
the Japanese woman.
Japanese sensation sweeping the world. She's got a message for us, Husey.
Is she all right?
Hello, everyone. Husey and Kate. I love listening to your show. It sparks joy. Slow out other radio shows. They know spark joy. Please, let's thank our radio. Thank you.
Lovely, isn't it? What a blessing.
Don't throw us out.
From the woman herself.
And Anne Edmonds is next.
Yeah.
Who's also lived in Italy for, I believe, 6 months.
What?
As a young woman. She's got a lot of advice for you.
Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. They won't be too long, promise. The Husey and Kate catch up.
What's Wrong With You? It is a brand new comedy show from the legend Anne Edmonds. For tickets, go to comedy.com.au. She's joining us in the studio right now.
Great to have you. Ciao, everybody. Ciao.
Oh, Annie Edmonds.
So, Anne, a lot of people are asking Kate what's wrong with her because she's taking her whole family to Italy. She'll be there next week doing the show. Still broadcasting the show. Don't worry about that. But Italy doesn't speak Italian.
We know problem.
You'll be right.
We've heard something about you back in a former life.
Uh-oh.
Where did you live?
I lived in Italy when I was about...
Really?
When I was about 21 or so, I moved to Italy for 6 months.
You lived?
Yes. I was studying Italian at uni.
Studying Italian?
Yep. And I moved there and I studied there for 6 months. And
fantastical.
It was bellissimo and I... I came back. It's gone now, but I came back kind of
fluent. Has it
fluent.
Gone?
Completely.
You're fluent?
Fluent.
When I left, I was.
After a year?
Well, I've been.
6 months. You've been studying for how long?
I've been studying for 3 years.
Well, can we delve deep into your, past knowledge and can you ask her a question? Ask Kate, if she's about to be living there, a question in Italian. Can be a simple question.
Buongiorno. Annie.
Here we go, Kate. This is an actual question.
Hai una casa in Italia?
Something in Italy.
Yeah. Casa. That's a...
House. Yep. House.
Do you have a house in Italy?
No.
Good start.
One
when
more.
When do you arrive?
Monday. Oh, what's the day before?
Monday.
Domenica. Sabato.
Oh, great.
Sabato.
You'll get a house. You'll be right.
One more question. That was good. One more.
Si.
Hai uno bello ragazzo in Italia.
A child. Man?
Yeah. Are you having an affair there?
Oh.
Is that all why right. you're going?
Well, can I tell you the most amazing story?
So she hasn't said no.
Yeah.
No, we've noticed I'm evading. When we've had to go through the whole visa process with this lovely guy called Roberto at the consulate.
Mm.
And one of the questions when we first had to go meet him was he said to Peter and I were there together and he said, so are you married? And Peter went, Yes, we're married. And he looked Peter straight in the eye and he said, you haven't lived in Italy yet.
Whoa.
I'm like, mate, I'm sitting
right there.
But then he looked at me as well.
So that was a question for your husband. That wasn't for you.
He said, you haven't lived in Italy yet. And then just held his gaze.
My God.
That's interesting. But it's a very Catholic country.
Yeah, but obviously they're just like...
Look, they're out and about.
How did you go with your 6 months back as a 21-year-old?
I had an Italian boyfriend called Marco.
Marco!
Yeah, who was bello. I didn't understand a word he said for a lot of the relationships.
What is bello?
Beautiful.
Oh, bello. Yeah,
right. The girl is Bella.
Bella, yeah.
Bella. That confuses me, the sex.
Yeah.
The different endings.
So beautiful is different for a man and a woman.
Yes.
A man is Bella and a woman is Bella.
And Husey, some things are girls. Like, is the park a girl? Il Partico.
Yes.
And the train.
That's a boy.
Oh, a boy.
A train is a boy.
Train's a boy.
A boy.
Train should be a boy. Is a tunnel a girl? Tunnel should be a girl.
It should be, but it doesn't work like that.
No.
It doesn't work.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but so Marco and I had a great time until, and then I started learning Italian and then got to know him better and went, oh.
Really?
Yeah, I found out actually he was a nerd. Because, you know.
Oh, right. You can tell.
No, you can't tell. So,
yeah, right.
Because of the cultural difference, you don't know.
But isn't that interesting about life? Maybe the secret is to not.
Not understand.
Talk to each other.
I probably need glasses. Mm. Like, my vision's been slightly blurry my whole life.
Has it?
Yeah, I told you that when the guy came in.
I thought you liked looking at me.
Not badly, but just not enough that I need glasses. Just enough.
Are
that
you sure?
But the world's lovely like that. Why does it must see it in sharp focus? Why?
Yeah, that's true.
Marco, you'd still be together if you hadn't.
Have you ever tried to connect with Marco on Facebook or something?
I think we're Facebook friends. I did see him on there.
Is he married? You know,
he's married now. Yeah, but I tried to send him a message in broken Italian. He didn't.
Oh, did you?
Didn't respond.
What did you say?
Oh, like hi. I live in Australia now. And I'm a comedian. I think I tried to sell that I was like famous now or something.
Oh, like that would.
And he just didn't reply.
Really?
Yeah.
He probably Googled you.
Everyone went, what a liar. Oh, that was a few years ago. Now I'm really
worried.
What's wrong with you, by the way? What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
The show.
No, well, that's the show. And I used to think there was a lot wrong with me, but as I get older, I'm like, no, it's everyone else.
Yeah, I like
perfect.
Your attitude.
I'm turning.
Yeah,
you know,
perfect.
The thing about if you want to have a good day, just hang out with Edo and we'll just talk about other people.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it.
Because
who's got the most wrong with them?
There's a lot of people, isn't there?
Yeah. Out of me, we are me and Husey. Something
I am
wrong
involved
with us
in the comedy community. Out of you two,
who do you reckon?
Well, I mean, probably at the moment, Husey with you know the hair and everything.
Oh right,
yeah. Physically,
right. I love his
but
hair.
But I think he's
getting a lot of talk.
Evocative of a nervous breakdown. Mm-hmm.
But I think Husey's sort of matured and got his act together.
Mm.
No, she meant that.
Yeah, why'd she snort with laughter?
Yeah, I don't know because I don't know him that well.
And you're in love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a boyfriend.
Has that made life a lot better for you?
It has, actually.
And he's travelled from the other side of the world.
He's Welsh. What? I also can't understand a word he's saying.
Perfect. Don't change that this time and ruin it.
Yeah. But I sprained my ankle 2 weeks into the relationship, so he has had to help me to the toilet.
Do you know what?
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Annie, men love that shit.
Do you reckon?
They love vulnerability. And women now are all like, we can do it ourselves. Where's my pussy hat? I'm going in a march. Men are
pussy hat.
Sure about that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Men like it when they love it.
Do they like it when you yell out from the toilet, I'm finished. And they have to come in and get you? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Check out Ann Edmonds, What's Wrong With You, ticketscomedy.com.au. Ann, thanks for coming in.
She's the best.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao, tutti.
Tutti, all of us.
All of you.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon, and let's just mention that Barb, a.k.a. Kate's alter ego, Scamming the Scammer, still the number one podcast.
Yes.
In Australia. It'll take on the world. I can see Netflix getting involved with Scam the Scammers. That's what I'm predicting.
Can you?
I am predicting it.
And
podcast
you can get involved.
One?
Yeah, podcast one, or go to iTunes. You can download it there or wherever you get it from.
Let's drink to the success of Scamming the Scammers.
It's the mocktail hour.
The mocktail champagnes are in. There'll be something for me eventually if someone can get involved.
Is it
maybe
Prosecco?
Grab something that makes me feel special.
Prosecco.
Oh, here we go.
And a golden bottle.
Good times.
Oh,
hey, why don't we get our forks on, guys?
Absolutely. 13, 10, guys. 60.
Fork you!
Do not go into the weekend with anything that's been irking you. Leave it here.
I want a clink of the glasses.
Park it with us.
Sash is in. Or you clinker over there, Sash. Oh, that's plastic.
I know that.
Look at plastic.
We can't clink too hard.
Why are they plastic?
You like that? Hang on, do you like that?
It's a bit plasticky. There we go, gargling and mocktails.
All right.
I'm going to knock off my first non-alcoholic beer for the year.
Of course, for the year?
No, not for the year, that's a lie.
No, for the day.
I'm smashing this stuff. Used by date's February.
I've got slabs
to get through.
Under my desk.
A lot of pressure.
I can't put my legs under the desk.
All right, Forky Friday, the first one for 2019, coming up next.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Let's do some forking.
Fork you Friday. I don't like you. Fork you.
Katie, it's great to get back into this, isn't it?
Oh, but Hugh, I have to dig deep into my soul, which you know doesn't go very deep, and I have to try and find something to be angry about.
I'm sure you'll be able to manage, and I've got something, all right?
Oh, so, of course you do.
Byron Bay, great place for a holiday.
Oh, so I've heard.
Everyone's so pretty, you know?
Yes,
like, I
yes.
came second in Miss Universe, so I'll open
Did
a
you?
Coffee cart. I didn't,
Did
but... The woman running the coffee cart next to where we were staying. My
yes.
God, they're so hot, Katie.
Yeah, I know.
So
they're
hot.
All wearing spell dresses.
So
I,
hot.
Know, I get it. Why would that make you angry?
No, that
though?
Doesn't. No, I tell you, it's so busy though. When you drive in, it says cheer up, chill out, slow down. Yeah, I will slow down because I can't go more than 1 kilometre an hour.
Oh, it was a gridlock.
Because of the gridlock.
Because of people like you going
exactly,
to Byron Bay.
Exactly. Fork me for going there.
Fork,
all right?
Fork you. All right. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I didn't feel bad at the start.
Oh, I've got something I'm angry about.
What are you angry about?
Not really. My stunning suntan that I got.
Yes.
I hope no slip, slop, slap people are working.
You sure you haven't spray tanned?
Did none of those. Look, I'm darkest legal tint, but now it's turned into pure crocodile.
Right.
Feel
it. I feel it. No, it's still pretty smooth.
Oh,
I'd go there.
Hang on. You were feeling where the sun didn't shine. There was no sun
give
there.
Give it the fork, all right?
Fork you, skin, for not being able to go unprotected in the brutal Australian sun.
I think Jack's...
Fork you!
Jack's got one. Give us a forking, Jack.
I do, just quickly. You know, I've had a beautiful baby daughter. It's amazing.
Beautiful
love it.
Baby.
She's got,
what's her name again?
Ava.
Ava, yeah. Yeah.
How got, have you asked that every day this week? A terrible person.
I know,
yes.
She's got three modes at the moment.
Yes.
It's eat, sleep, or scream.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And
you're gonna fork her. Are you forking your own daughter?
No, I won't fork her.
What it's a bit like Husey.
Well, how's that?
He's got eat, sleep, scream.
But he also squeezes in some socials
and
as well.
Zen. I'll put Zen in there.
I'm told it's something called colic.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no.
not real,
yeah, yeah.
mate. It's well, not a real thing.
It is because it's affecting my life.
Yeah, I know, but it's not.
Fuck you, colic! Fuck you!
That's made up by
that
some.
Just, it doesn't last
some,
long.
Some travelling nurse on a bike made that up one day.
Do you know that what I did with my babies when they had colic, Jack?
It's not real. Colic isn't real.
Okay,
look it up. Google
him
it.
For a moment.
Colic. I'm going to Google
he's
colic.
He's never spent time with children.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Three
we
of them.
Should get your single mother wife on the phone and she'll tell us.
See,
but here's the thing, Jack. You just feed it out of them.
Yeah, right.
Feed it out of them. Every time any of my babies made any sort of sound, pulled a slight face on the boob. Preferably mine. If I didn't have my top. But honestly, just feed it out.
Apparently
of them.
It affects one in five babies.
There you go.
But it's still poorly understood because it's not real.
Is it like the moon landing?
I believe so. All right, let's get to the people.
Come on. People need to vent.
Brad, what do you want to fork, man?
Hey, man, I want to fork my jet ski trailer.
Why?
Do you know, Brad, so yeah. many people like to fork you for having a jet ski.
No, I'm all...
But it's interesting to hear your perspective of what irritates you.
Don't listen to these hipster wankers, is what I'm going to call Kate.
Hipster wanker? I'm just someone without a jet ski and I've got jet ski envy.
Well, admit it then. And don't just say you don't think that people with jet skis are good people because you're a great person, Brad, and we love you. Oh. I love you. You're as Australian as anyone.
What could possibly be sitting on your cloud, Brad?
Well, I went to go take it out just before New Year's to go fill it up, make sure it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
As I was driving down my driveway, it popped off my tow ball, went straight into the back of my car.
Oh no.
You got rammed. You got rear-ended by your own jet ski.
There's no karma in that at all, Brad.
A lot of bad people would have been happy to see that. They're bad people.
No,
they are bad people.
Brad, well, what are you going to fork here?
I had a fork my jet ski trailer.
Yeah,
give it to
right,
it. Give
right.
it to it, man. Loud as you can.
Fork you, jet ski trailer.
Fork you.
And no one's going to fork jet ski riders at all, Brad.
Exactly.
No one.
When we come back, Katie, because we've got to go to a break. When we come back,
we're going to
stack more. Don't you worry about that.
Fork you, time constraints.
Fork you.
More coming up next.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. Husey and Kate catch up.
Let's do another round.
Katie, enough of our issues. We've got to get to the people. It's
yes.
their forum.
Absolutely. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, guys.
Hey, now.
Welcome to 2019.
Yeah,
thank you. You too.
Give it to us, Kayla. What's getting your goat?
Well, my mechanic.
Whoa. Oh. Grease monkey. What
could it be?
Is it a guy or a girl?
Well, it's a guy.
Don't try to be modern here.
There's some female mechanics around.
No, but there's so few. It's not even worth asking.
Charlene, Kylie Minogue on Neighbours back in the late 80s was a mechanic. Apprentice mechanic, I believe. You Google that.
Let's have a moment silence for Craig McLaughlin. Before we hear what ails Kayla.
I cannot bring
you. Yes, it's just in the news.
Now, Kayla, let's get back to your situation.
Okay, so I took my car in. It just had a little issue and my mechanic wouldn't give me a replacement car.
What? Oh, I hate that. You know what, Kayla? Always check before you bring it in. You say on the phone, do you have a courtesy car?
Yeah.
And then they'll have one. It's like when you go to an interview for a new job and they want you, I have got a holiday penciled in.
Let's not blame the victim here.
No, I'm just giving you a strategy for moving forward.
So how long has he had the car for, Kayla? How long did he have it for?
Well, he's already had it for a week and I've already had to pay more than $100
to get it. Disgusting.
You break into
his shop and just steal one of the cars that are there.
Don't think he's not swanning around in your little Kia, Kayla.
As loud as you can, Kayla. Give it to him.
Fuck you, mechanic man.
Fuck you. Without a car. As if a mechanic doesn't have a spare car.
Rent a bomb is all she wants. Little gosh, you're nothing, Josh.
What sort of car is it, Kayla, out of interest?
She's gone. She's still there.
What sort of car is it?
It's just a little Kia one.
I was right when I guessed Kia.
Well, the tennis is on, though, so the Kia is top of mind.
Good.
Top of mind. Yep. All right.
Josh.
Sponsoring the tennis. What's the story, Josh?
I got peed on last weekend at a party in Melbourne, guys.
Yeah, and you didn't want it. It wasn't what you were after. You were after some other service, or what was going on there?
Look, it was my friend's 30th, and we were having a good time. It was a hot day, so I was wearing shorts and some really nice leather woven sort of loafer shoes.
Yes, right.
And went to the bathroom as you do, went to the urinal, stood there. Another guy walked in.
Splashback.
Obviously had more than just splashback. This guy was
no control.
And more than just splashback, I got full on wee on my leg, dripping down my leg into my food.
Oh, Josh.
That's disgusting.
That's terrible.
That is appalling.
That's for all of us who've had to hear it.
How long did you realize, until you realized? Was it a little while?
Have you got some mobility issues, Josh, that you couldn't deftly step aside from the stream?
It was the smallest urinal you've ever seen. It was probably big enough for one person, and he squeezed in next to me, which is what made it worse.
Situation.
It was going everywhere.
Fork him.
Fork you, party peer. Okay.
Fork you. A man should be able to wear classy loafers to the urinal at his mate's 30th.
Don't you wish you'd had socks on, Josh?
Stacey.
Don't you just wish it was the olden days?
They're on. Stacey, what's the story?
Well, me and my partner.
Windy.
You're windy. Why are you so windy, Stacey?
You're out in a gale.
Just near the shop.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in a wind tunnel.
Find a wall and...
Architect, stop building wind tunnels.
Well, she can find a wall. Find an alcove. Anyway, let's go, Stacey.
Yes. So my partner and I moved from share houses into our own one-bedroom rental.
Lovely.
And it smells like cat pee. And the real estate agent won't do anything about it.
Oh, no. Is it in the carpet?
Carpets were cleaned. The carpet cleaner said that, you know, potentially it's in the walls and these.
In the walls?
Oh, it was
apparently smells.
Cat pee in the walls?
No, it was feral cats had taken over that house.
Stacey, I shouldn't laugh because that's terrible.
It's disgusting. And you've got to pay the rent every week. Do you get a discount?
No, we don't.
Oh, you've got to get out of there. You can't live like that.
No.
Can you get out or not? Will they let you out of the lease?
Yeah, we've been told either that we need to stick with it or we can move out.
Just get out, but fork them on the way out.
Fork them. Get
you can, Stacey.
Forking.
Fork you, real estate agent.
Do not rent cat wee reeking flats to beautiful young women.
No, and any partner.
Yeah, exactly. No matter what they look like,
or their age.
Exactly.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Welcome to our humble but strangely high rating, very successful radio show called The Husey and Kate Show.
Now, a great segment we do on a Wednesday is Coincidental Wednesday.
Yes. Correct.
I'm bringing it to Friday because something bizarre went on involving my lost wallet.
Oh.
And
thank
you
goodness.
Will the it is
so all week you've been talking about your lost wallet.
Yeah, when we come back, you're gonna freak out.
Am I?
At what went on.
Oh, I love a freak out.
Don't go anywhere. Get freaked out next.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Husey has teased us with something quite incredible, apparently.
Well, a freak out. Involving
a promised a freak out.
Involving a lost wallet.
Your lost wallet.
Been banging on about it. As
you said it was misplaced.
Yeah, well, this is a conversation we had yesterday about my wallet. I've lost my wallet. It's been 3 days.
Yes.
Now, look me in the eye and tell me this is not a prank.
It's not a prank,
you
I swear.
Definitely.
No. I mean, yes, definitely.
Can never trust you.
No, you can.
No, I can.
Yes.
Over the years, I've never been
no,
able
to. No, but if I swear, then I've never lied to you about.
I was starting to worry, though, because that's a long time to not have a wallet.
Yes, and I was worried about how you're paying for things.
Right,
you bought my
concerning.
Lunch the other day.
Well, I've been running out
did
of the
you do? Pink checkbook?
Been right. No one would take that. I've been running out of the folding stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, so that conversation had yesterday on the radio.
Yes.
Not long after that conversation, we did Hughie's book review.
Yes, and your then, new book.
And I was going to do the Trump book. And then we said this. This Trump book was given to
Christmas?
Me by my mother-in-law, who gave me Michelle Obama's book and this book.
Oh, she gave them both to you.
And both are bestsellers. I have not read the Michelle Obama book yet, and I may not. May not read the Michelle Obama book. I'm going to hand you a piece of paper. It's a photograph. You'll open that and have a look. What do you see? Just describe what you see. What do you see in that piece of paper?
I see a Michelle Obama book.
Look closer.
Oh, something's peeping out from underneath. Is it your wallet?
It's my wallet. It was under the Michelle Obama book. Wednesday.
OMG. And where was the Michelle Obama book?
It was not. It was in my room. It was like... The book that I was never going to read, I just thought, there's that Michelle Obama book. I went to pick it up. I was going to give it away. And then underneath it is my freaking wallet.
Oh, Michelle Obama.
Oh, I'm going to have to read that book
that's
now.
That's why people feel like that about the Obamas, Husey.
You're right. They are. They're saviours. Yeah. They have brought money into my life.
Yeah.
Or maybe
perfect.
They hid my money. I'm not maybe sure.
You never know with politicians.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
The first time in 2019, it's time that we do what we always must do, and that's get some feedback.
Husey and Kate's letters to the editor.
We're not doing it yet, though. We've got a couple of minutes to prepare, I believe.
I have prepared.
Oh, I know, but I need to focus. So I think we've got to just, let's go to some music and then come back and do it, yeah? I think that's what we're going to do.
All right. Are we?
Yes,
yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Well, you're going to collect yourself.
I'm going to collect myself.
Well, you must have a feeling that something's coming,
but it's
you?
Always coming. Can you give me some positivity? Is there anyone saying
you
anything
know
positive?
What?
I would you like know, something positive.
You know, I don't
yeah, all right, you
write
don't,
the letters.
You don't write the letters.
I just receive
you
them.
You just curate them. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, all right.
It I'm is. The conduit. Like Whoopi Goldberg in
all
Ghost.
All right, right.
Remember when... And that really weird, creepy
I was
scene.
On TV recently, Ghost.
Yeah. Oh. Was it? She so Patrick Swayze was dead.
You know what my wife
and
then, said, which
it
is
to me more.
My
like,
wife is not very, very kind generally to
she
people.
She is very kind.
And she'll be annoyed
she's
that
I. She's one
I've,
of the kindest people I ever know.
She'll be annoyed that I've said this on air.
Oh, was it some nastiness from her?
Yeah, she's, she reckons that Demi Moore's got a thick neck. Which I'd never thought about.
Oh.
Now I can't look at her any other way.
There's another a friend of ours who works in showbiz and she's got a she's obsessed with the fact she's got a thick neck. I'm not going to name her.
Oh, I just say you shouldn't name her.
Well, you just named Demi Moore.
Off air, tell me about this friend.
I will.
All right. Feedback from you guys. It's coming up next. Letters to the editor.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
We love feedback. So,
we
don't love it.
No, but we know.
Some of us love feedback. Let's just go with that, all right?
But
let's
we
be
know
honest.
It's a necessary
it's
part
not necessary.
Of our
it's
development
never
and
been
growth.
It's necessary.
So. Husey hates feedback, but we love it.
Husey and Kate's letters to the editor.
And if you. Sorry. If
people
got,
have taken the time to write.
Oh, but people, many people have taken the time to write. You know, it doesn't mean you have to broadcast it to the bloody masses.
You've got mail.
Subject. Now, I'm not sure if this is come on, guys, or come on, guys.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read it. Oh, we had that famous time where one of the floaters said, you've almost filled my box.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
So I looked for more.
You jammed more in.
I tried to find it. to get the job done. So.
Could you? What sort of stuff were you putting in there?
No, well, water bottles. She kept giving me water bottles.
Hughie and Kate, come on, dudes. You've got to use discretion with what you read out.
Forced flight attendants to remove his pants so he could use the toilet, then wipe what? His as he moaned in pleasure.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear anymore.
No, I felt this is a direct quote.
No, I don't want to hear anymore.
A direct quote.
You'll notice I'm on the right side of history with that one. What? But I digress. My family had to hear that fat passenger story.
He said, deeper.
And then I can't be.
And then accused.
Stop it.
My chief attendant of not properly cleaning his. Because then let you do it again.
We're done.
Well, it's shocking.
That's why it's called the shame file. I don't like the shame file. Switched channels. Lost listener.
Oh, they'll come back.
But it was Sienna.
It was the shame file. And I think
but people might not like the shame file. This is the message you've got to get.
Theatre of the mind.
It's too much.
No, you didn't have to paint. You didn't have to fill in the gaps there yourself. You could have kept them unfilled. But you know what?
I had to fill them in because Sienna switched channels, so she didn't hear what she missed.
You know what?
And so I had
families,
to treat it to it this
kids
time.
Kids are much more, you know, they know more than
you got mail.
More than you think they do.
Subject. Italy!
So this is news just out. You're going to live in Italy.
Yes.
And explain how that's come about and why.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You don't
know. So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodnight.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sign.
Yeah, well, they were running from the Nazis. You aren't running from the Nazis.
Oh, I think I am.
No, I'm not a Nazi.
Brilliant, Kate. This is the future. Family first.
European time is really good. It's like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll be doing a breakfast show with me.
Yes.
But it'll still be out this time in Australian time.
I don't think you need to go into details.
Show remains at the same time.
We're looking forward to hearing all about it. Inspiring to see someone actually following their dream and the employer seemingly encouraging in fuller support. So you know how we decided where we were going to live in Italy?
How?
Was from a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah, right. And, it came up.
You had to answer these questions. It came up with Verona. But then when we were there,
Italy?
We didn't like it. So just because BuzzFeed told me to. Hughie, you are simply an amazing friend and support to Kate.
Thank you.
Nothing beats it.
Why
wouldn't you let me have a year off?
Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you?
You don't deserve a year off.
Brianna Omebel.
Thank you, Brianna. About time. A nice letter. Appreciate that. Let's end on that one. It's a good one. It's a beauty.
Anyone can contact us, can't they, Nat?
Yeah, they can. If you've got some feedback for us, you can email us, rad@hughieandkate.com.au, or get us on social media, and letters will be back next week.
Yeah, it will be. I'm allowing it.
Oh, it's not verboten.
Yeah, exactly.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
Yes, welcome. If you're just joining us, we are only, very soon, saying adieu to one Kate Langbrook.
Arrivederci!
Heads to the airport.
Well, yeah,
so if people don't know, my family and I, my four children and my husband, are moving to Italy.
For a year.
And
you still broadcast the radio show.
We'll be doing the show together.
We've had the
test. Much like normally you're the one who travels around.
Yes, I did some weeks in Montreal and we did the show fine. But the hours are much better for you. Montreal for me was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. And you went nuts.
That's crazy.
And you know what? No one could tell a difference.
And but for you, 7 a.m. I believe, isn't it? 6:37 a.m.
Don't worry about what time it is. Why are you? Because people will be confused.
Because I want you to be in a good mood over there.
Normally, I'm always
you know why I'm worried about though, Katie? Lack of sunlight. It's the middle of winter over there. It's like
I've packed vitamin D.
Have you got what's that other stuff you have? that helps you sleep.
Oh, melatonin.
Yeah,
I've got that. I've got that.
Yeah, you need that stuff.
I've got the vitamin D. I've got my deep sea cod liver oil, Norwegian.
Yeah. How about your bacon? Are you going to get that over there?
I've got it. It's in the fridge here. Oh, it should be in the freezer.
She's got 4 kilos of bacon she's taking.
We did get a Facebook message saying that someone's husband does it all the time. Never a problem.
Oh,
to Italy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
4 kilos of bacon in her luggage.
Yes.
She's on a plane after the show. Crazy.
Correct.
Hey, you got your children. We're going to talk to them, a couple of your kids.
Two of them have come, work with me. I think just to get them out of their father's hair. Peter was having a breakdown last night and we had an argument.
But before, yeah.
About using the clothes dryer.
Why?
Well, because it was a hot night.
You really shouldn't need to use a clothes
dryer. No, I know, but it said by that he carried on about, but we need to dry things quickly so they could go in the suitcase.
I know, but you put him anyway.
You're an idiot. You're like him. Anyway, he mentioned it so many times.
That's crazy. I'm
and
on
then
his
I heard
side
him
there.
Down the other side of the house saying,
it breaks my heart. Don't go in the hot room with the clothes dryer.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Eight times he mentioned it. And then I said to him, anyone who's got an hour to take all those clothes and peg them on the line, good on you. But it's not me. And then he got angry and he went to bed.
You will need the dryer. Tell you what, you get it in preparation for needing the dryer when you're in the 2 degrees.
You don't need to wash many clothes in winter, though, I don't think, do you?
Oh, well,
just
it's raining as well. It'll be muddy.
Or in my case, the medium to largest.
When we get back, I've got a good news story. 10 years Australia has not had something and now it's back. And
really?
We're going to go into the back into the annals of media.
The annals?
The annals of media. And you're going to hear something that was broadcast 10 years ago.
Wow. Will we tell a difference?
Well, you'll listen with your ears and see if you do tell a difference.
Okay.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Heading back a decade, are we,
Husey? We are, and I was alerted to this by Twitter last night, where I'm promising to spend less time on social
media.
That
didn't exist 10 years ago, did it?
I think it just.
Did it?
Just, I reckon.
Do you use harp music for 10 years ago, Jack?
Does he have harp music? I'm not sure he does. Well, 10 years ago, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
10 years ago when I was on The Project, which is still going, you were on there the other night.
Yes,
I was one of the starters of The Project on Channel 10 there for
the
first 5 years of its life. First year of that show, I was on air and this conversation happened.
This is an icon. 63 years. I remember a time when all I could get was a Polly waffle and a violet crumble. I had two choices and I used to choose the waffle.
Nestle's Fran Hernan on the line from Sydney. Fran, thanks for joining us. Tell us, why is this happening?
Polly waffle has just become unfashionable. It's just not selling.
You know what, Fran? My haircut's unfashionable, but I wear it well, all right?
I'd like to think I did wear it well. Very short back then.
It was so short.
Super short. Really dark.
Super
as well.
Short.
So you've seen the clip, haven't you, from the
I
10
saw
years
it,
ago?
And I couldn't believe, I said to you, the only person I know who in 10 years has become hands down far more handsome.
Well, I mean, that's very.
With the passing of time.
Very debatable, but I'll accept
it
from you.
I don't think it's that debatable.
Well, look, that's just.
I mean,
not
you started from a low bar.
But that's not. It's not about that. It's about the
Polly
waffle. 10 years ago, Nestle got rid of it, not fashionable. This week, Polly waffle returns after Australian chocolate company buys the brand from Nestle.
Well, who bought it?
A group of Polly waffle lovers have won a battle to bring back the beloved Aussie chocolate bar. Yep.
I've never understood the Polly waffle. There's a whole generation listening who don't even mercifully know what it was. And what it was is
not
round.
Mercifully. No, it's a good bar.
It looked like you could always do a joke in a swimming pool with a Polly waffle by dropping one in at a kid's party.
Yeah.
And people
looks
would clear
like
the
floater.
Pool. But looks like a floater.
It's got
had marshmallow in the middle.
In the middle, chocolate on the outside.
My problem with it was, Hugh.
Yeah, well, it can be a problem again because it's coming back. It's back on the shelves. Family-owned South Australian chocolate company Robert Menz signed a deal to buy the brand off Nestle with the actual recipe. And the recipe came from 1947, was Melbourne-based Hoadley's Chocolate.
Oh, they Hoadley invented it.
Invented the Polly waffle. So,
did you find, and I always found, it didn't have enough marshmallow in it. It's a bit dry. It's a bit dry. A bit.
Have you ever had a Polly waffle, Jack?
No, I don't even know what they are. Never.
How long have you been
I've
in this country?
Since 2002.
So for the first 7 years you weren't they were still around and never had one. You're part of the reason they got rid of them. You need to have a Polly waffle. Well, we'll get our hands on some Polly waffles and we'll celebrate.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm like over the moon happy. I mean, I'm not going to get carried away with
it. I'm going to try one with coffee.
Yeah,
I think that's the way to have it.
Good. And I did come from a time where Polly Waffle was one of your two options for a bar. And then the Violet Crumble, that was the other one. And then Peppermint Crisp came in.
Peppermint Crisp.
Your three options.
Stunning.
Anyway, good news story. Life's full of good news. Another good news story is Katie going to Italy with her family. We're going to bring some of her family members in when we come back.
Yeah.
And we have got some.
Oh, they heard me and Peter have the fight last night. You should ask them. Will. They got out of bed. And Yanni said, "Did you have a fight with Papa?"
Oh, good. There we go. We'll find out how traumatic it was.
Get the details next.
The Hughesy and Kate catch-up.
We've got a few extra of the clan joining us in the studio right now.
Yeah, because Italy awaits for the Langbrook Lewis family.
So, we're moving to Italy for a year, and I had to get a couple of the kids out of the house.
Flying tonight, people.
We're flying tonight. Yeah,
exciting.
For a year.
So, who have we got here, Katie?
This is Yanni, our little one.
Say
how
hello.
Old are you, Mun?
9.
And this is Artie, our number 3. And how old are you, Arturo?
I'm 11 and I'm turning 12 in like a week.
February. So he's going to have his birthday in Italy.
Well, yes. But, so your friends won't be there.
I just don't want to have my birthday like 2 weeks after we've moved in.
Oh, darling, don't you? I think you'll love it.
So you've organised his present? So, guys, are you excited about going to Italy? What about you, Yanni? You're excited?
Yeah. I'm excited.
So talking to the microphone.
Well, there's a lot of emotions, aren't there? Artie knows.
Artie's you're a bit sort of. It's going to be a big trip, isn't it, Artie? Big trip.
Oh, my darling. I've said to them, you know, parts of it will be really hard because all things in life that you do that are different and outside of what you used to are hard.
Yeah.
But that's where the brilliance of it is.
You're
learning a new sport, Art. Remember how hard it was when you started playing basketball, and now you're the king of the court.
Mate, you're going to remember this year. It's going to be emblazoned in your brain forever because it's going to be so interesting.
And you know what? If we don't like it, darling, we'll come home. It's not hard. We've got our return tickets.
What are you looking, Yanni? What are you looking forward to the most about living in Italy for a year? Is there anything that's exciting for you?
Going to the new school.
You guys are moving to an international school.
And all the kids will be at the same school.
And you start on Monday, the new school.
They start on Monday.
Whenever all your friends are back here enjoying their public holiday. Katie.
He's a bad person, isn't he, Artie? He's a terrible person.
He's right, though.
He's always right. Now, here's the thing I was telling you about last night. Because there's a lot to do to move 6 people to the other side of the world.
Hectic.
As my husband said, 4 of whom do nothing to help.
Yeah. Well,
they are children.
They packed their own
bags.
One
of them's me.
Yeah, one of them's you. And last night, what did you boys hear? I just tucked you in. And then you got up again and you pretended that you got up to go to the bathroom, but you really got up because I know that you heard something. What did you hear?
Dad was like, "Why are you putting the dryer on before going to Italy?"
Yeah.
And what did I say?
You were like, "If anybody wants to take 2 kilos of washing," something about.
Is this swearing? Do you hear swearing? No swearing?
No, not swearing.
Do you hear, who raised the voice louder, mummy or daddy?
Dad.
Whoa. Gee, here we go.
Easily.
Because he'd been doing.
What a brave man, is all I'll say.
He'd been grumbling. So he'd mentioned it like 8 times, and it was the 8th time that I just went, okay, I get it. Like he was just, and not really to me, but I could hear him mumbling and grumbling. But he's under a lot of pressure. Today he tried to put a whole computer in a suitcase that had shoes in it. Like how is that going to work?
What, a big computer?
Yeah, a proper, he goes, "I've realised we need to take the computer."
Really need to have a big computer?
Just
take a laptop, wouldn't you?
There's absolute madness going on in our house, and I'm going home to pack a few more things and then we go.
But so, for guys, what I have heard, and I'm pretty happy for your sake, and there has been times where you guys have flown and mummy and daddy have flown up at the front of the plane. You guys have been at the back of the plane. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what is going on when you all go to Italy? Where are we all?
In business class.
Well, good luck. We'll talk to you guys from Italy. And it's going to be such a fun year, all right? So, yeah, all right. Do you know any Italian at all? Can you say goodbye in Italian?
Arrivederci.
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 Good on you, guys.
The Hughesy and Kate catch-up.
Driving you home this afternoon as we tuck into some beautiful Italian food.
Yeah, we...
Stunning.
Pizza, gnocchi. Oh, I need to have some of that gnocchi. We've got some lasagna. Gnocchi? It's around there behind the screen
there. That's my favourite. And I don't know when next I'm going to enjoy stunning Italian food.
Well, I would say probably by Sunday when you touch down. Katie is going to be doing the show from Italy and from next week. We'll hear her Tuesday on air. We've tested the line. It's all good. But Katie's going to be cold over there, isn't it?
It's freezing. It's like -1, -2, -3.
Yeah.
And the maximum is, I'm looking forward to, I think next Friday it's going to be 8 degrees.
Well, you need some warm clothing to wear. And I've got you some warm clothing. Have a look at that. Have a look what I've got. What is it? Describe it to Australia, what you'll be wearing.
A millennial pink hoodie.
Yeah.
With a face like, is that Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
No, that is Hughesy from the Hughesy and Kate Show. And you can wear that.
I love that. I will wear that.
I'd love you to wear that at least one day and have some of the locals go, what the hell's going on the front of that?
I'm sure they will.
You can explain it to them.
You'll just hear this. I don't know if you speak Italian, but you'll hear this.
No, I think you'll hear. What's the Bella? Bella? No, Bella.
Bello.
Bello. Bello, which is beautiful for a man. Is it, isn't it? Beautiful for a man.
Beautiful for a man.
Bello. Look at the bello on the top.
Speaking of beautiful for a man, Hugh, thank you for when I first told you that I wanted to do this at our old radio station years ago and you thought I was insane. Well, that I may be. That's open for debate. But thank you for allowing me to do this.
Well, thank you for continuing to do the radio. Absolutely.
I know, I wasn't going to. I didn't want to.
Well, you have now. So
now.
It's a contractual obligation.
I love it. Thank you, Jack and Sash and Mr. Darcy.
Sash is going to be travelling with
Carly
you for a couple of weeks. So,
Casey,
yeah.
Who's always irritating me filming us.
God, it's going to be fun. What's going to go on? Anyway, do not tune out Tuesday. She's live from Italy. What the hell?
Hey, arrivederci!
If you missed any of the show, you can podcast it right now, hughesyandkate.com.au. One more shout-out.
And Sash will be with me.
To the Scamming the Scammer, number one podcast. Download that as well.
And guess what? We've got coming up for listeners.
Another edition.
We've got a new scammer on the line.
Oh, good times.
All right. We will see you Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye or ciao, ciao.
You're all caught up with the Hughesy and Kate catch-up. Want more Hughesy and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.